Section 2. You'll hear the curator of an art museum talking to a group of visitors who are visiting the museum for the first time. First, you will have time to look at questions 11 to 15. Now listen carefully and answer questions 11 to 15.
A very good afternoon to you all, ladies and gentlemen. I'm glad you've chosen to visit the prestigious Triton Museum of Art today, and I'll look forward to showing you around. But first, I would just like you to refer to the maps of the museum that you picked up on your way in. Now, where you picked up your maps is just to the left, as you enter the building outside the museum store. By the way, the store is a great place to pick up some souvenirs before you leave. Oh, and if anyone wants to leave a coat in the cloakroom, then please feel free to do so at no extra charge. It's just over there on the other side of the entrance to the museum store. Okay, so this nice spacious area we're now standing in is the Rotunda. It contains some of the museum's most striking sculptures. From here, you gain access to all the museum. Leading off from the Rotunda are the Warburton Gallery and our other large gallery that houses a permanent art collection. We'll be starting our tour actually in the Permanent Collection Gallery, as it's the nearest of the two galleries to the entrance. We'll make our way afterwards to the other gallery I mentioned, as it's right next door. Oh, the smaller room behind the Warburton Gallery that you see on your maps is just a storage space for the museum, and access is blocked off to the public by a railing across the entrance to that area. So now, where were we? Ah, yes. After we visited those galleries, which will take us a good hour as there are so many interesting exhibits to see, we'll make our way back across the Rotunda and visit the Cowl Room. It's right at the far end of the museum, on the opposite side of the Rotunda to the Warburton and Permanent Collection Galleries. It's one of the museum highlights and contains some high-quality contemporary art exhibits. Oh, I'm so sorry. I forgot to point out the ladies and gents' toilets earlier. They're just before you get to the Cowl Room and are adjacent to the museum store. Don't go into the room opposite the toilets. That's our staff room area and kitchen. Right, so that's all you need to know for the moment. Let's begin the tour.
Before you hear the rest of the discussion, you have some time to look at questions 16 to 20. Now listen and answer questions 16 to 20.
Well, I hope you all found the tour interesting. If any of you would like to become a patron of the museum, you can request information from the museum store. Being a patron entitles you to special discounts on visiting exhibitions and first refusal on tickets to special events. You will also be the first to know about our museum events, as you are automatically placed on the museum's mailing list. You can choose to become a gold, silver, or bronze patron of the museum. Gold patrons are also permitted free entry for one accompanying guest. However, all patrons can receive year-round benefits that are not enjoyed by non-patrons. Having said all that, I would now like to announce some very special news. Next year will be our centenary celebrations. It's hard to believe it, but the museum was founded over 100 years ago. Accordingly, we will be seeing in the new year in style with a special masked ball. This has been organised in response to a special request from some of our patrons. Plans have yet to be finalised for this one-off event, but a themed masked ball has been suggested. The idea being that guests come in the guise of famous artists, past or present. One exciting event that has been confirmed is the Summer Garden Party. We are anticipating a lot of interest for this one, so it's best to book well in advance. Whilst the tickets are by no means cheap, we like to think that the price reflects the quality of the event. Amongst the many treats we have in store for you is a live orchestra playing in the museum's gardens, which are to the back of the main building. It is weather permitting, of course. Again, we are dependent on good weather in order for the barbecue to take place. Alternatively, a sit-down meal will be provided in the Cowl Room. Everything from the entertainment to the food is included in the ticket price, so there are no hidden extras. Now, having given you a roundup of the highlights of next year's social events, let's go on to the artistic highlights of next month. Coming up shortly is Ewan Bailey's newest installation, Light and Sound Waves. Always thought-provoking, his previous installations have been very well received. We will also have Hamish Barnes here for the first time as artist in residence. He will be encouraging visitors to adopt a more hands-on approach to art. Finally, last but not least, we will be exhibiting the work of Sean Long, who will be making his artistic debut. His work will be on show in the Warburton Gallery over the summer period. We are anticipating a large attendance at his exhibition. Well, that's all from me. I look forward to seeing you at one or maybe all of our events. It's certainly going to be an action-packed year for the museum, both culturally and socially.
That's the end of section two. You have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to section 3.